Now listen up, he began, apparently not having heard me. Sal, if you let me explain. Then something happened that I found very surprising. I, Sally Howlett, avoider of anything that resembled confrontation, spun round and grabbed my Marks and Spencer pork belly from the table, and then I spun back round like a shot putter and lobbed it at the man standing at my front door, straight at his face. I missed him, of course. I'd always been poor at hand-eye coordination, and it whistled past his ear, hitting the wall outside where it slid to the floor, leaving a greasy track mark. It was accompanied by a little scream, which apparently had come from me. The man looked round at the cooked meat on the hallway carpet, then back at me. There was a long-weighted silence. I hate you, I whispered. And I did, violently. A great pit of fury and sadness burned in my chest. I don't ever want to hear from you again. I slammed the front door in his face. I stood there until I heard him move away. Then I turned back to the table. Was that who I think it was? I nodded and started crying. Barry's eyes widened. Oh my God, he said, in awed tones. He looked at me, and I looked back at him. Neither of us had the faintest idea what to do.